MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
About half of all cancer patients receive some type of radiation therapy during the course of their treatment. Radiation therapy is a type of cancer treatment that uses beams of intense energy to kill cancer cells. My guest today is Dr. Pamela Randolph-Jackson. She's the chair in the Department of Radiation at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Randolph-Jackson. Tell us about some of the latest advances in radiation oncology treatments going on today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm glad to be here. So I would say the latest and the greatest is stereotactic radiation therapy. We call it either stereotactic radiosurgery or stereotactic body radiation therapy. And the reason why it's such a great modality is that it's a quick source of treatments. Usually patients are here for 6 to 7 weeks with conventional radiation therapy when you use IMRT or 3D conformal therapy. But with the stereotactic radiosurgery, you can be in the radiation oncology department anywhere from 1 to 5 days.
And what about minimizing dose exposure to the surrounding healthy tissue? Is this something that's taken care of very well with stereotactic radiation?
That is definitely one of the pluses for this form of treatment. It's a fast treatment. It's accurate. The precision is within millimeters. We call it sub-millimeter accuracy. And you do minimize any radiation dose to normal tissues.
So is this a little bit more intense than past radiation, and are there less treatments administered?
There are less treatments. The great thing about the EDGE, which is the modality that we use here, is that when you think about radiation therapy, we call it a biological dose. So although you're giving fewer treatments, the dose per treatment is higher than you would be giving if you were treating a person over the 6 to 7 week time period, but biologically it's equivalent to the same dose.
And what are some of the types of cancers that can be treated with the EDGE?
Almost anything, mainly if you're going to treat a stereotactic radiosurgery, that pertains to the head or the brain. So we can treat all benign entities like acoustic neuromas. You can treat metastatic lesions involving the brain. You can treat prostate cancers, pancreatic cancers, liver metastasis from any cancer, spine metastasis from pretty much any cancer.
So what about some of the advantages of treating tumors with the EDGE versus some other radiation treatments? Is it more comfortable for the patient? Real-time imaging? Explain some of the advantages.
Well, the main advantages, I would say, are just as you pointed out. We have the accuracy, the precision, also the speed. This machine has the highest dose rate of any machine in the industry. It's 2,400 mUs per minute. So just the dose rate by itself means that the radiation dose is given quickly, which means the patient is in a position for less of a time period. And the probability of that patient moving is less as well. So the main advantage is the time spent on the machine and the time spent in the radiation oncology department. So the patient can get on with other things. If it's chemo or anything such as that, it just makes it a lot easier.
How long approximately, generally, is a patient under this type of radiation?
10 to 15 minutes. You can actually fit it within a regular treatment time slot.
What about cost effectiveness of the EDGE and the stereotactic radiation? Is this better than what we've seen in the past?
It's actually cheaper than, because radiation therapy is billed by the number of treatments delivered. So because you're delivering fewer treatments, it's actually a cheaper treatment than say, a 30 to 40 session course of radiation therapy.
And speak about motion management capabilities. For example, if you're treating a tumor for lung cancer and the lung is a moving organ, constantly moving, does this help with that?
It does. We do something called respiratory gating, which gates where the lung is. That, with the administration of a fiducial when needed, which is a marker that they the radiology department puts in the tumor itself, it's easy enough to track the tumor. And because of the speed of which the radiation is delivered, it, you really can't breathe that as fast as the radiation is being delivered. So the fact that you're tracking, the machine tracks your movement, your respiratory movement, and the speed of the machine, it adds to the accuracy and decreases the time on the machine.
Dr. Randolph Jackson, people have heard gamma knife and cyber knife treatments. And so what's the difference between the edge, gamma, and cyber?
Well, the difference from gamma in the terms of gamma knife is that gamma knife only can treat any malignancy in the head or benign entity in the head. You can't treat the body, anything in the body, so nothing in the liver, the lung, or the pancreas with a gamma knife. That's one thing. The difference in CyberKnife is that the edge treats it quicker. In other words, we don't have to place fiducials in every body part that we want to treat. The planning is quicker, and the treatment course is quicker. CyberKnife takes longer treatment times, and usually it's based on fiducial placement.
So going back to the edge, how is the procedure performed? What can the patient expect from their day?
It's very easy on a patient. They come in for simulation, which is how we plan a patient for any type of radiation therapy. And we use immobilization devices because, as you know, it adds in our accuracy if the person is not moving. So if we're treating a head and neck tumor, then a mask is made just for that patient, which keeps them from moving from side to side. And the planning's based, it's CT-based. So we plan on our CAT scan that we get that day. If we need more information, we will fuse other studies like an MRI. The planning's done, the patient comes back, and they receive their treatment.
And is there any reason to look back to SBRT or gamma at this point now, or not gamma necessarily, but cyber as well? Is there any reason to look back to those or some people who may not be candidates for the EDGE system?
I think that when you look at all three modalities, if you think about head, anything in the head like acoustic neuromas or trigeminal neuralgia, brain metastases, I think that all three treat with the same accuracy and outcome. When you look at body treatment, so stereotactic body radiation therapy, CyberKnife and the EDGE treat with the same outcome. However, the EDGE is faster in the delivery of the treatment and more comfortable for the patient than CyberKnife would be.
Is there any difference after these treatments have been administered?
No.
So radiation is radiation, and what
radiation
are some of the side
radiation.
And what might they feel as side effects?
They really shouldn't feel anything at all. If you're treating anything in the head, you can't have swelling from radiation. That's kind of one of the side effects from any form of radiation. So, but usually we place patients on steroids, which stop that from happening or prevent that from happening, so they won't have headaches or blurred vision or anything of that sort. You can have a flare from treatment of the spine after radiation therapy, a flare in your pain. Steroids have a tendency to prevent that from happening as well. So everything can be premedicated such that the side effects are very inconsequential.
So wrap it up for us with your best advice and what questions you would like patients to ask about these forms of radiation therapy and what you tell them every day.
What I would say is that radiation therapy may not be for your particular cancer. It's very specific, and there are specific size criteria needed to be treated using radial surgery. However, I think that if you go to a radiation oncologist or you're seen in an office of a radiation oncologist, you should ask the question whether or not you may be a candidate for radial surgery versus traditional radiation therapy.
Thank you so much for being with us today. This is Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. And for more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.